Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and Steve Case is joining us. And if you don't immediately know the name, you know what he's invented. It's something called AOL, and he's got a brand new book, and it's a fascinating look at the new wave of entrepreneurs. Steve Case joins us. Steve, how are you?
I'm doing great. Great to be with you, Randy.
Hey, great to be with you, too. Listen, I still... Now, help me with this. I still have AOL. I still have AOL.
Thank you. Thank you. Smart man.
Listen, you're getting my $33 a month. I've had it since it started in 1985. And my daughter gives me so much grief about it every single day, which is more reason to keep it. But
exactly.
You've got mail. That I miss that guy.
Yeah, it was a great journey. As you mentioned, we started in 1985. At the time, only 3% of people were online, believe it or not, and people were just using an hour a week on average. So it's come a long way from the early days to now, where the internet obviously is playing an important role, and during the pandemic, we played a kind of an essential role.
Yeah, and at one time, AOL, if this is correct, had, 50%, over 50% of the internet users?
Yeah, that was terrific. It was the late 90s. First decade was struggling, actually. It took us a while to really get going. And then the second decade is when things really, really took off. And that's when we did have about half of all the internet traffic. So grateful for you and everybody else who support. I also say I'm grateful for your audience is listening for their service. I mean, this country obviously relies on people that are willing to serve their nation. And so I'm particularly excited to be on this call with you.
Well, thank you, Steve. And, veteran entrepreneurs is a singular market to itself. There are a lot of veterans that are transitioning back and becoming entrepreneurs and starting their own businesses. And so this book is great for them, too. It's called The Rise of the Rest, How Entrepreneurs in Surprising Places Are Building the New American Dream. What's the biggest surprise place you can tell us about?
Well, the biggest surprise is it's not just a few cities that are rising up to challenge sort of the tech hubs of the past, the startup hubs like San Francisco, New York, Boston, the big tech hubs. It's really dozens of cities. And I write about dozens of cities in the book, cities like Indianapolis, Kansas City, Chattanooga, Richmond, Detroit, Atlanta, Buffalo. These are all cities that are on the rise. And I could have kept going a couple dozen others. And one of the great things about entrepreneurship is basically entrepreneurs see a problem and turn it into an opportunity. And the ones that are successful have real resilience to them. And that's why there are so many veteran entrepreneurs who have really built significant companies. We've backed a number of them, one in called Return Logic in Camp Hill, Pennsylvania, another Zirtue in Dallas, Texas, another Immertech in Tampa. These were started by veterans who saw something that could have been done better in different sectors and decided to start a company that then created a product or service, then started creating jobs within their company, then started creating jobs in their community. So one way people have served in the military can continue to serve is to be an entrepreneur or support entrepreneurs. They're really creating the companies of the future and the jobs of the future.
Absolutely. We're talking to Steve Case here on the National Defense. You had a bus tour also that was a huge part of this, the Rise of the Rest bus tour that you took to so many of these cities. And what a great idea this is. And Steve, what do you say to people that say everything's been invented already?
Well, everything has not been invented already. I've even talked about, even though the internet has come a long way, now we're entering this new era where kind of the internet kind of meets the real world and some of the most important aspects of our lives, how we stay healthy, how we eat, how we move around, how we invest, how we learn, things like that. More and more entrepreneurs are starting companies that are improving the way we do things, disrupting some of those industries. So, I think it's game on in terms of this next wave of innovation. I think it actually could be the most exciting wave of the next 10 or 20 years. But it's only going to happen if we're backing entrepreneurs everywhere. And that's really why I wrote the book, to try to inspire more people to start companies wherever they are, to inspire more people to invest in those companies, more people to mentor the entrepreneurs in those companies. We have the opportunity to continue to lead the way. America can continue to be the most innovative entrepreneurial nation in the world, but we need to do it in a more inclusive way. We can't just be backing a few entrepreneurs in a few places like Silicon Valley and not be backing entrepreneurs in dozens and dozens of cities all across the country.
Absolutely. And Steve, you talk about in your book how America was a startup, right?
Yeah. No, I'm focused on this because I also chair the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C., and so we're getting ready for 4 years from now that America celebrates its 250th birthday. And I remind people, as you said, that America was a startup. It was a struggling nation for, you know, the first, you know, phase, first few years. A lot of people around the world were skeptical America ever would make it. But we did. And we did because we had a lot of people with a pioneering can-do spirit. And including entrepreneurs who helped kind of build the whole agriculture revolution and then the industrial revolution, more recently the technology revolution. So we went from this little startup nation to leader of the pack, the leader of the free world with the leading economy in the world. And we just can continue to lead, but we need to do that, as I said, by backing more people in more places and in the process lifting up those communities. So more people have a positive view of the future, optimistic about the future, have good paying jobs that really can help build the future. And that's why I wrote the book. I really think it's time to spend a little less of a focus on the tech people in Silicon Valley and more a focus on the entrepreneurs all across America that are starting to write this next chapter for America.
Yeah, we're talking to Steve Case here on the National Defense. His new book, Rise of the Rest, How Entrepreneurs in Surprising Places Are Building the New American Dream. And just a great example of that, in this investment fund that you have, the Rise of the Rest, one of the investments that you invested was DraftKings. That seems to turn out pretty good.
Yeah, no, it's a great company. It's like had some interesting ideas initially around fantasy games, and over time it's expanded in other areas. So it's a good example of an entrepreneur who had an idea, you know, took the risk of starting a company because, you know, obviously some startups don't succeed, so it is a risk, and has now built a pretty significant company, even a publicly traded company. We just need more and more of those stories, and making sure those stories are in these Rise of the Rest cities all across the country. I think people who read this book will be surprised by how many cities are really on the rise. It's a story that's not really understood, even in those communities, but certainly not understood around the country. And that's why I wrote the book and been on a book tour trying to, you know, evangelize this next chapter of American innovation. I got to play a role, and as we discussed in the early days with the internet, now I'm trying to back this next generation of entrepreneurs and help level the playing field so people all across the country really have a shot at the American dream.
All right, Steve, I need some guidance here. I need some guidance from you. I'm an entrepreneur. 10 years ago, I invented a method of collecting all of your medical information and accessing it through a QR code, a customized QR code. And at the time, people didn't even know what a QR code was. Well, now that they're everywhere, what do I do? How do I hold the patent for
that? Well, get going. Don't just talk about it. Go do it. Build a company. But you said QR codes 10 years ago were sort of novel, in part because of the pandemic.
Right.
I mean, most people did go to restaurants and suddenly there wasn't a printed menu. You had to kind of use your phone and use the QR code. So now there probably is more, you know, willingness to think about that. So it's time to get going. So why don't you, after you hang up here, go start that company and go hire a bunch of, you know, people and, you know, turn that idea into reality.
What do I do? Where's the Rise of the Randy? How do I,
connect with me. You, I know you live in Kansas City, a great entrepreneurial city. We've been there many times. Kauffman Foundation, actually one of the leaders in doing research on entrepreneurship. So you're in a great city. There's capital there. There's other people that want to join you there on your mission. And, you know, and one of the big opportunities is to revolutionize healthcare, to make it more convenient, make it more affordable, improve outcomes. And so I'm glad that you're focused on this. But part of the message of the book is if you have an idea, go do it and do it wherever you are. Don't feel like you're missing out because you're not in a place like Silicon Valley. So when we hang up, Randy, you need to go do it. You need to go build that company.
Steve, you're the first billionaire that we've talked to today. Tell me the most extravagant thing you've ever bought.
I don't know what I would do. I guess I do travel with a plane, so that's probably the most extravagant thing. But it does allow me to cover. In the last month, I've been able to, you know, cover more parts of the, you know, country. The other thing I love doing with my wife, we bought about probably 5 or 6 years ago an RV, and we've traveled around the country by RV from DC to Seattle and back, and spent over a month traveling, stopping every night in different campgrounds. So that was a lot of fun. So we like to travel. Sometimes it's by plane to go tell the story of of the rise of rest to meet more entrepreneurs in more places. And sometimes it's going from campground to campground via RV.
I love it. I'm a fellow camper the last 5 years, and there's nothing better. Nothing better than camping, and you take your dogs. I mean, it's just a fantastic experience. So, well, Steve,
listen. Yeah, you get these great campgrounds right on the lake for like $20. It's a great deal.
Right. Steve, thank you. Man, it's been great talking to you, and best of luck on the book.
All right. Thank you, Randy, and go start that company.
I'm going to do it. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.